Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from the All Alaska Priest Convocation in Anchorage, Alaska. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Lent, the 7th of March, 2012. Archbishop Roger Schweitz is today's homilist.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we celebrate the Eucharist this evening, we celebrate also those who are thanking the Lord on their Jubilee years for their years of priesthood, and we have some of the Jubilarians with us, the 25 and those 50 years and more who have served out their priestly ministry. There are others who cannot be here who are remembered in their Mass too in thanksgiving for their continued service in the priesthood. I thank Monsignor Arsenault, who read the Gospel today, who is from the St. Luke's Institute, along with Dr. Cluj here, Dr. Nancy Cluj, who led us in some reflections these last couple days. We have an interesting comparison between the characters of today's readings. Good lesson for us as we continue to seek ways in which to be ever more faithful in our call to ministry, especially those of us who are called to ordain ministry. On the one hand, we have the sons of Zebedee, who were looking for the good life of the rewards that they would receive in being faithful to following Jesus. They wanted to know something about what that would be. But it seems that they didn't have the courage to ask Jesus themselves. So they asked their mother, guessing that they asked their mother to do it. And anyway, she did. And then on the other hand, we have the example of the prophet, who in the first reading from the book of Jeremiah indicates to us the struggle that he went through, trying to be faithful to the call he received to serve the Lord. It was a call that led him to return rejection, to suffering, to imprisonment, to threats on his life. And so then when we look at Jesus himself, we certainly see where he falls in this contrast. A contrast that is probably part of the life of every one of us who seeks to serve the Lord. To seek to be gratified, recognized, and honored. And at the same time, often to experience being rejected and suffering for what we're called to do and for the faithfulness that we seek to live. And as I said, we know where Jesus comes down on this point. Do you know what you are asking? Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink? And what is that chalice? The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Today, more than ever, it seems to me we must take seriously those words of Jesus, those of us who are called to serve especially. I remember some years ago, Blessed John Paul II, in one of his Holy Thursday messages to priests, commented, "Jesus continues to suffer today in his priests." That is a privilege and an honor that we are called to share in the cup, to share in the chalice of Jesus. And we know that we do not share that alone because Jesus is there strengthening and guiding us. And how else will the people come to know their Savior unless we bring to them their Savior, who came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many? Can we do less? Can we expect less of ourselves? And that is why we need each other in the communion of the faithful and in the communion of the presbyterates that are gathered here. May we support each other in that fidelity. And through us, may our Lord continue to reach out to his people, call them to the truth, call them to freedom, call them to the love that our God shows us in Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.